I lived in Grays Lake, and I have sold and moved out of the state.
Billy V is a union employee. He left Illinois because he couldn't afford to pay $9,000 a year in property taxes on his $200,000 townhome in Grays Lake. Tony S.'s home in Park Ridge is being liquidated by the government to pay for someone else's pension.
I'm paying between $13,000 and $14,000 a year in property taxes, which is insane. I can't save for my retirement. They're basically stealing my equity from me.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Price. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment of the show brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR pros can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with those candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
With Green Bay, they had a change at the defensive coordinator position and so forth. So the anticipation now is to put all that aside. Now it's real, right? So for us, when we're in there, the preseason game planning is good for you just to kind of get back on track. But now it's like, okay, these are the ones that you're thinking about really using and putting together for that first game.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Matt Nagy. Interesting to hear him talk about putting the game plan together, because obviously that is a big part of what the Bears are going to be doing this year. He is, of course, the offensive coordinator, and I don't want to get carried away. No. He's the play caller.
Okay,
is the way head I mean.
He's the head coach. Show some respect for the office.
He's the head coach offense, and he will be the play caller.
Show some respect.
How am I not respecting
him? He has the same
him?
Job George Halas had, Mike Ditka, Lovey Smith.
That's right. Respect the office.
Respect the
like
office.
Like Tiger.
Play yeah, caller? He's making a game plan. Starting a game plan for Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah.
Vic Fangio's doing that on defense.
Okay.
You don't think that's the case?
I do think that's the case. I think but you're referring to him as the offensive coordinator of the Bears.
He's the play caller. I corrected myself.
Okay. All right.
Gosh, why do you read in everything?
Because
you
want me to.
Not me.
Intentionally. All right. So I had an exercise for you yesterday. We talked because I drove home thinking about our discussion over Odell Beckham Jr. making $65 million guaranteed as a wide receiver.
Yeah. 95 if he plays 95 out the 5-year deal.
Yeah. 65 guaranteed wide receiver. And you got me thinking, like, okay.
Not only wide receiver, I mean, think about it. Is he the third best wide receiver in the league? Is he
he's probably third. I mean, he's not even in my book. I started thinking, where does he rank in terms of not only non-quarterbacks in terms of value, in terms of his own position? I think Julio Jones and Antonio Brown are better wide receivers than Odell Beckham Jr.
I don't think you get an argument.
I think I'd rather have those two rather than him.
And he starred in a video this offseason. He did. Just saying, there's some issues.
Some risk involved there.
Yeah.
But in terms of non-quarterbacks, I think quarterback's a different value. Who would your top five players in the league, non-quarterbacks, in terms of value, who would they be?
I took your assignment and I put together the list.
Four of my top five are defensive players.
Well, I took Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack. I just threw a bone to Xavier Rhodes as representative of the cornerback position. Oh,
that's interesting.
And then I went with, I can't decide whether to go with Calais Campbell because he's really good, or Joey Bosa because he might break through this year. If Jay Watt were healthy, I would take him, a three-time defensive player of the year.
If Jay Watt were healthy, it'd be different.
It would be a different list. But I think if you look at what I'm doing here, I'm going with pass rushers because if it's not the quarterback, then it's the guy that gets the quarterback.
Is that an order? Is that your order?
That's my order, and I'm going with four pass rushers and in a corner, because if you don't have a pass rusher, and that's unfair to Everson Griffin, but if you don't have a pass rusher, then it's the corner that's most important on defense. I can't come up with an offensive player. This is the thing that shocked me about it.
I did.
Okay, and I'll let you read yours in a second, but I decided, you know, I'll throw a left tackle in there too. Who's the left tackle?
I don't know.
Who's the number one left tackle in the league? It's really difficult going through the list of left tackles, and I decided that now I'm going to do my own personal study of left tackles. But give me your list. That's more important.
No, I think that you that's a good point, because there used to be several left tackles that would compete for that spot. And you'd think, okay, that's the value position. It's changed a little bit.
Yeah, Staley's gotten up there and older. And
All right, so my top five, my number one would be Aaron Donald.
Okay.
I think there's a reason why there's a whole – no, number two would be Khalil Mack.
Okay, I have him three.
I think my number three would be Von Miller.
That's my top three, too. Okay. But I
think that's a given.
I think I took Von Miller first because I saw him win a Super Bowl almost single-handed.
Yeah, that's hard to ignore.
Which is hard to do for a
defensive
end.
That's hard to ignore.
So I watched him.
It's convincing.
Just destroy a team.
Everybody did. All right, so number four would be Gerald McCoy.
Oh, that's all right.
Because
No argument.
And I went offense with number five with Todd Gurley. And I was I was debating not with another defensive player. Corner's an interesting position. I think Le'Veon Bell is a guy who you look at in terms of value. I don't like the way that he's handled his holdout necessarily, but we're not talking about that.
And he might only have like two more years at the top shelf, you know, and that's probably one of the reasons he's not getting paid. But Gurley, I like a lot because he runs the ball. He can catch the ball. He hurts you in a lot of different ways.
He's a three down back. You don't have to substitute for him at all. He's durable. He's explosive. I think Ezekiel Elliott is a guy that could end up being as valuable as any running back in the league, but I think there's some issues surrounding him that you don't necessarily trust.
And there is a feeling in the league, it's changing a little bit, but if that you can get a Jordan Howard in the fifth round, and then you can swap out for a guy that can do some third down stuff if Jordan Howard can't catch, you can find running backs on the street. That's the idea.
And Ezekiel Elliott benefits from having an offensive line, which has one of those left tackles.
That's
Tyron Smith, the guy who would be near the top.
If he were healthier, what did he play, three games last year?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, durability becomes an issue when you start evaluating value. When you start, what is this guy's contract worth? Is he going to be around to be able to earn the money? Odell Beckham is a guy who you think will stay healthy, but you wonder about some of the things you mentioned and alluded to with the off-the-field stuff gives you a little bit of pause.
Even the on-the-field stuff, what was that? He's had a couple of meltdowns on the field that make you wonder what the hell he's thinking. And you know, I don't know if we've talked enough about this. I was talking to a guy yesterday, an NFL guy, who said, that's got to be the owner, right? That's got to be the owner wanting that player because it's, you know, kind of showtime-ish. And, you know, that can't be a general manager actually paying that kid, because if it is – that means that your feeling is, if we give him the money, he will act more mature. He will be more mature because the money, and it's happened with some guys, that the money made him more serious about the game. Because otherwise, you're telling everybody on the roster, it doesn't matter if you melt down during the game. It doesn't matter if you act up. And what matters is if you're talented. And that's very important, to be talented. but you'd also
that's
like
a big
to be
risk,
mature.
Molly, $65 million guaranteed, but you're right. And that, you wonder if it's an ownership move because look at the general manager. It's new. He's new. Dave Gettleman. You look at the head coach. He's new. Pat Shurmur, right? So you have two guys whose instinct is going to be, okay, you know, you're the owner. We work for you. We're happy to we just got here. We're not going to stand in your way if you want to, you know, push this. It does seem like something that was pushed because what are the alternatives, you know, in terms of Odell Beckham? If you don't, there's a huge chance for distraction if he's not getting his money.
I told you, my son, and this was a few years ago, he and his buddies, they would play Odell, which would mean like they wanted to play catch, but you had to throw the ball over their heads and they'd have to dive over a couch one-handed and catch it or be out in the street. Like every catch had to be a one-handed diving catch. They didn't play football. They played Odell. And I thought, like, when Odell got the money, I thought, wow, you know, that is the power of celebrity. That is the power of being able to influence things. I watched his news conference yesterday. I thought he seemed much more mature. I thought he seemed like maybe the money will mature him. And then I looked at his hair and I thought, like, wow. How much time did you put into that dye job as opposed to, you know, getting out there and learning your route tree? This is probably the old codger in me, but I just thought, like, that's
a little codgerish.
That must have taken a long time.
It's a little codgerish, but I think that when you look at some of the other things
that was
about,
for you, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm offended.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
That's a shot.
He's in a leadership role now. I mean, if you pay him that kind of money, you want him to be more than just a guy that shows up and catches the ball on third down and makes the great catch every now and then. He's got to be a leader. He's got to be dependable. You have to be a guy that doesn't lose your cool, keeps your composure. I just don't know from a football perspective, it bothers me. And maybe it offends my football sensibilities that a wide receiver means that much.
Well, I don't know that he does, but this is the answer to your question. Antonio Brown is 30 years old. Julio Jones is 29 years old. And Odell, let's play Odell, is 25 years old.
Okay.
So that would take
him
to, that's the reason. Again, you know, a lot of the times with contracts, you're trying to make sure that you're not paying a guy for what he's done. You're paying a guy for what he's going to do. And that's probably part of the equation.
But has the game changed so much, Molly, that, okay, we used to, you know, the old Jerry Angelo rule, I'm sure somebody else coined this, but when you start to assign value to positions, you start from the ball and you work your way out, right? So your defensive lineman is right in the middle. That's your value. And then you go outside, further away you get from the ball, the less value that position is worth.
Well, and that's maybe defensively an interesting answer, but I tell you what, to me, it is a quarterback driven league. It always has been. And it's now more so than ever because of the way offenses have opened up. So if you're not paying a quarterback and that's the position you want to pay because you want to have a guy worthy of that payment, don't pay him because it's the position.
Quarterbacks aside, but if you had $100 million to invest, and how much would you put in an offensive line versus a wide receiver?
And this is what we're talking about. I think next comes a guy to stop the quarterback. Next comes the pass rushers, which you list three as your top three, because you're doing the same thing. You want, if you don't have the quarterback, you better have a guy that can stop one. And that's why I have four pass rushers and I threw a corner in because if you don't have a pass rush, you better.
You think
sure
he's
as
the best
hell
corner
have a
in the
corner.
League?
You know, I made him representative. I was going to put Patrick Peterson in. I don't know why. I think Jalen Ramsey you can make an argument for. And I just didn't put him in because I knew Kevin would play that cut. So I went with Xavier Rhodes. I think he's a real good player. And I'm happy with that, and especially because it doesn't give Kevin an opportunity to hit that button.
Well, all of those are very deserving. And I think that corner is definitely, and once you talk about pass rusher, then it's corner. And it's funny, we haven't mentioned any linebackers. I mean, Luke Kuechly is a guy who you could make the argument is as good when healthy. Again, when healthy, as valuable as any linebacker in the league.
And what did I text you? What name did I text you?
Luke Kuechly. Roquan Smith.
I said Roquan. That was my last one.
Yeah, that was the punchline.
That was the punchline. You know, he's young. We're hoping.
You haven't seen him take one snap.
I saw him play at Georgia.
See, that's... You saw him play at Georgia. We all saw him play at Georgia. You all have high hopes. He's a plug-and-play player. I don't know if you've heard that.
Oh, that's,
but just, you know what?
Apparently that's going to be tested.
We haven't seen him play.
Because he's just, they're going to plug and play him.
His first test comes against Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
good luck.
You know, the good news is, I'm not sure how the running back position is holding up in Green Bay. So maybe it'll be a good spot for him.
We all win it.
Yeah, it's always a good idea when you force Aaron Rodgers to throw the ball against you.
Well, you want to get him one-dimensional, don't you?
Okay, yeah.
All right, we'll do some transition next. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Drive in with Mully and Haw.
You want to see a team where you say, wow, that tight end's going to be big.
Show us some evidence of progress.
Drive home with McNeil and Parkins.
I got no beef. Like, if I have beef, you would know I have beef, and then I would want the beef, and then yeah. I'd be fine with the awkwardness.
On your way to work and on your way home, 670 The Score's got you covered.
There are two kinds of people. Those who go home to change and those who roll with the times. Wrangler makes jeans for the second group. The trendsetters. The Mavericks, the leaders of the pack, those who are bound by nothing. From bull riders to rock stars, from work life to nightlife. You roll with the times? Yeah, so do we. With new styles and great fits. Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
Affiliates, products not available in every state.
There are all kinds of families. There's the one you're born into, sure. There's the one you may be lucky enough to have. That's a fantastic group of people. There are your Score family. Invite us over for Labor Day. We're not doing anything. Then you have your Game Day family, the one you're bonded to by fanhood, and you know who they are. Dietz and Watson makes premium meats and cheeses for every kind of family. It's the perfect food for tailgate parties or wherever your family's watching the game. And it's made using recipes perfected over four generations. You might say Dietz and Watson's a family thing. And next time, kick your game day sandwiches up a notch with Dietz and Watson Buffalo Chicken. It's made with whole chicken breasts, marinated and basted in Frank's Red Hot Buffalo Wing Sauce. It's like eating buffalo wings without the messy hands. And if you want to spice up your cheese, go for the Dietz and Watts Buffalo Wing Hot Pepper Cheddar. It combines New York cheddar with fresh habanero, cayenne, and jalapeno peppers. Think you can handle both those on the same sandwich? Keep your sports family fed this Labor Day weekend. Stop by your local Mariano's. Ask for Dietz and Watson by name. Dietz and Watson.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours, the Lifetime Roofing System, exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Oh, yeah, just this one line, right? All right, here we go. Save money on car insurance when you... Huh? Well, it's not? I thought that was the mic. This is the mic here. Okay. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Is that too close? Sorry. Well, I don't know where to stand. Nobody's told me where to stand.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Illinois property taxes punish the most vulnerable the most, like widow Mary P.
They just keep on going up and up, so that means my mortgage payment goes up, and it's kind of hard. What are they doing for us? Nothing.
66-year-old Chicago resident Linda J. had to take a second job just to pay her property taxes.
Mine is $7,000 a year. If I wasn't still working, I'd be screwed. Even at retirement age, I'm getting my Social Security, but I still have to work, and I'm working two jobs.
Rich, poor, Republican, Democrat, you will not be spared the financial disaster the highest property taxes in the nation inflict. The good news is there's a group of independent candidates who aren't financed by Madigan or Rauner. They're working people, taking up our fight to lower your property taxes. They made a life in Illinois, and the hell if they're going to let politicians take it away. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org for information on the candidates leading the revolt. Go to SaveYourHomeNow.org to hear your neighbor's stories and share your own. SaveYourHomeNow.org isn't just a website. It's a battle cry.
Liberty Principles paid for this ad and is solely responsible for its content, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
If you have a home security system, it might keep your home and family safe while it's turned on. But what else does it do for you? I'm Allie, one of the founders of Alarm.com. When we started the company more than 15 years ago, we wanted to create smarter, more reliable security. The kind of security we'd want for our homes and families. That's why Alarm.com delivers patented solutions that are trusted by nearly 6 million homes and businesses. Alarm.com systems are available through licensed security experts across the U.S. who have experience designing, installing, and monitoring smart home systems in your community. This means you have an expert to help you understand the options and answer any questions you have. Once you decide on the smart home or business security system that meets your needs, those same